Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May 28th, and we start on this day in 1982 when the film Rocky III hit cinemas in the US. This Sylvester Stallone flick is famous, of course, for its theme song, one of the most recognizable in movie history, The Eye of the Tiger. After failing to get permission to use Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, Sly contacted Survivor to write a song that would fit. And to hear the brilliant story behind it all, you need to listen to my interview with Survivor guitarist and songwriter Jim Peterick, which appeared on episode 27 of Vintage Rock Pod. It's a fantastic interview. Please do check it out. On this day in 1982, Roxy Music released their final album, Avalon. The record featured the hits More Than This and the dreamy title track itself. The album topped the UK charts for 3 weeks and stayed on the official chart for over a year. It also went platinum in the US too. On this day in 1971, former Hollies and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young Man Graham Nash released his very first solo album, Songs for Beginners. And we say happy birthdays to former guest on the show, a drummer from Newcastle, Ray Laidlaw, from folk heroes Lindisfarne. Ray is 75 years old today. Former lead singer with the punk band The Plasmatics, controversial figure Wendy O. Williams was born on this day in 1949. She sadly left us at the end of the 90s, though. And turning 78 today is a legendary frontman, guitarist and songwriter, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and leader of Creedence Clearwater Revival, John Fogerty. Happy birthday, John. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on a reunion tour. Yes, on this day in 2007, the Police started their first show of their comeback reunion tour. It marked 30 years since the anniversary of the band's beginnings and saw Sting, Andy and Stewart play together for the first time since the mid-80s. The tour at the time became the third highest grossing tour of all time, and it lasted from May 2007 to August 2008. Now, last year, I interviewed drumming legend Stuart Copeland on episode 72. It's one of the most listened to episodes, so make sure you've given it a listen. Anyway, we talked about those reunion tours in the chat, and I'm going to play you a little clip from that now.
When we got over ourselves 30 years later and had our fun, you know, I'd my career as a film composer and opera composer and what have you. And Sting had won 20 more Grammys on his own. And hey, let's give it a try. And since it was pristine, since it was unbesmirched by any known failure or decline, we never saw the other side of the parabola. When we reconvened, the attention was stupendous and it overwhelmed us. Yeah. And even though when we went to rehearse the reunion tour, we were at each other's throats right away.
And like the good old
days. Never had to put up with a drummer making all that racket. Are you kidding? I'm trying to sing these songs and I got World War III over my left shoulder. And I, who had quite become accustomed to being World War III on the drums, because that's why people buy tickets to my shows, as they had been doing for 30 years by that time, to have my bass player come over and tell me something, anything. Are you kidding? Fuck off. Back to your get back on the mic. And so with great love in our hearts, we were at each other's throats once more. But however, when we got in front of the audiences, once he made it through the rehearsals, and by the way, at the end of every day's rehearsal, we'd, you know, Sting and Andy would get into the wine, I'd get into the tequila, and we'd be laughing and singing and dancing together. Yes. In each other's arms. It just, we were, you know, fortunately we have a very short attention span for anger, and it would only last as long as we were trying to make music together. You know, as soon as we're having a wonderful dinner at Sting's chateau, it was all fine again. But it was really the audience. When we came out on stage in front of 80,000 people a night, that's when we realized that there's a reason why fate threw us three disparate individuals together.
And how do you feel when something like that happens? Because there was decades, wasn't there, between that and the reunion tour from the height of the fame. And you, as you said, you come back and it is huge audiences, and the desire to get tickets, the ticket sales were insane, and the clamour around it all. I mean, how does that make you feel when you realise that despite all that time that's passed, that the music still is overwhelming to the point where people just are desperate to see you?
Emotionally, very powerful. When we would look down into the front rows and we would see those same hot chicks from 30 years ago who are now mothers, who are with their husbands, and they're remembering those days. And they were, if anything, more beautiful than when they were hot, hot babe chicks. You know, somehow the audience grew up and the memories that they had of those songs made us feel very emotional.
No, This Day Rocks tomorrow, as I'm back with another big interview show, and it's with a man who's been lead singer for Ritchie Blackmore in Rainbow, worked with Michael Schenker, Yngwie Malmsteen and Steve Vai. First time I've had this man on the show. It's a cracker. Absolutely brilliant. Do not miss it. It's episode 92. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.